Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Hey everybody, Andrea Clausen here, creator of Me and AU. If you've been following us on Tumblr at all since the show ended, you know that I have been on the hunt for good, queer, romance, audio drama. And today I'm so excited to introduce you to one of my current favorites. Hand in Glove is a show about love, baseball, and everything in between, following two quad-A baseball players as they try to make it to the majors. I have been consistently impressed by the chemistry between the two leads, Jake and Javi, in the 4 episodes out right now, and I'm so excited to see where this show goes and hope you'll come along with me. If you like what you hear in our feed today, you can find out more about the show by going to handinglovecast.wixsite.com. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy the first episode of Hand in Glove.
Warning. The show includes strong language and depictions of romance and is not intended for younger audiences. Listener discretion is advised. This is Hand in Glove, an audio drama about baseball, romance, and everything in between.
You got this. You got this all figured out. You're all squared away. You got 2 new pitches. Your arm's in the best shape it's been. You're only 1 good month away from the majors. You're the fucking best. You strike out every motherfucker. They can't fucking hit you. They can't fucking hit your fastball. They're tripping on their goddamn cleats over your curveball. Your splitter is faster than any fucking pitch those shits could try and hit. You're gonna fucking break them, and you're finally gonna fucking make it to the big league. You're gonna make this fucking team, then you're gonna make the fucking league. You know you can do this.
Well, damn. I'm convinced.
Jesus Christ!
Haven't heard a pep talk like that since I played A-ball. Mono, did you crib that from Ball 4? That Ted Williams speech?
Do you always just sneak up on people, or are you just trying to rattle me?
Honestly?
Yeah.
You throw hard, and you throw wild. Seems like a fun challenge to me.
I'm Jake. Corliss.
Javier Correa. You can call me Javi.
Holy shit. You're the catcher. The fast track from the Salem Sorcerers.
Easy, easy.
You played on the Puerto Rican team that won the World Classic 2 years ago. You sprayed hits all over the place. They couldn't not pitch around you.
Yeah, that was me.
You don't remember me at all, do you?
Not really.
Pretty sure you would. You hit 2 home runs off me in the opening round.
Oh yeah, I do remember that. Shame y'all didn't make it further. So, be real. You hear Por la Venganza?
Oh no, I just like to remember exactly how fast I threw to strike you out looking the third time around.
I mean, I heard about you too.
Like what?
You bounced up and down between double and triple A. You pitch really fast and hard, but with bad control. And your best pitch is a splitter that hits 95 and goes right before it gets to the plate. Oh, and your left shoe's untied.
Are you trying to intimidate me?
Fuck me, man. The look on your face when you thought I was serious. Nah, come on. I read the scout reports on all of you so I can see where you like to throw. Gotta be up on my pitchers, man.
You gonna make me look good out there now? After that triple 2 years ago?
No sé, Acho. Why don't you prove you can pitch to me now? I wanna see that splitter, man. I gotta see. Ay, coño. Damn.
I'm sorry. You sting your little fingies a bit?
Mano, you throw that hard every pitch, you'll break fingers. God, oh.
You good?
I guess. All right, splitter, for real this time.
I got you.
Whoa, are you okay? I thought your arm was gonna fly off there.
I mean, you wanted the splitter.
Mano, that's an arm breaker, not a pitch.
That's how I've always thrown it.
Embuste, that's bullshit. Someone told you to throw it like a fastball. Your elbow and your forearm are taking all the stress of that pitch, and you throw hard, so you're just asking to tear something.
Aren't you a rookie to, like, the entire system?
Look, Corliss, I watched everybody's tapes before I got here.
It's Jake.
Hey, all I want to do is make you better, right? If I make you look better, I look better too. We both win. I don't know. I worked with so many pitchers and nobody wants to listen. But I sit behind the plate and I see it all. How the ball spins, the change of the break with the arm. Sometimes all I think is, what if he just made that little change? Wouldn't that make the batter swing? Sorry, I didn't mean to go off like that. You're the pitcher, not me.
Actually, what would you recommend?
One guy in AA had the same issue. He tried to whip the ball off his hand like that, twisting his shoulder and his elbow around, trying to get it to spin the way he wanted. He got it to where it flew towards the plate like he was rolling it down a track, and then it spun away right before it got to the hitter. Greatest splitter I think I've ever seen. Better than yours.
Fuck off.
Everybody started loving the pitch and talking a big fucking game like, oh, he's gonna change the game. Look how he throws that ball. So this cabrón keeps throwing it like that, and it's bouncing everywhere, all over the mound, and I have to work my ass off to catch that ball. But he keeps winning games, and they're all just begging to send him up to AAA before his first start.
Not to be mean, but we only have like 10 more minutes. Gotta speed it up a little.
Sorry, I like telling a story. He bitched about it to the coaches, and I wasn't his catcher anymore. 2 weeks later, he throws out his elbow. I could hear the pot from the plate. Went down like a pile of bricks. Haven't seen him since. Can I hold your arm right there?
Hey, look, you can just show me.
I'm not gonna bite. It's better if I walk you through it.
Yeah, but walking through and adjusting my arm are two different things.
Jake, right? Quieres ayudarte? I want to help you. And I just gotta move your arm to do it.
Okay, fair. So, go ahead, show me.
So, mira, you don't need that kind of twist on your elbow and your shoulder to get it to spin. Just straighten out your arm and throw it across your body, not down. Like that. And then just guide it to me, right down the middle. Eh, worth a shot. Not like I ever did the same thing with about 5 other pitchers on the World Classic squad. All right, Acho. Try it again. Wepa, eso es. Throw it like that every time, you'll make them fall on their ass.
Whatever you say, Javi.
Corliss!
Yeah, coach?
If you keep throwing pitches like that, I might actually start thinking you're worth a damn. Nice job.
Thank you, Coach. She hasn't said that to anyone since we reported.
What can I say? I'm good at what I do.
I just, I can't thank you enough for that. Sorry, it's,
What?
Nothing. It's not important.
That, what happened right there, seems pretty important.
Sorry, gut reaction. It's been a hard couple of seasons.
Got it. Pocas palabras. Say no more.
Thanks.
Just, like, warn me next time you need to attack me with a hug.
Hell, you make another adjustment like that, I might just have to go off and kiss you.
I think I might just get to like you, Corliss. Okay, so they want you to work on your curveball, right?
Right, yeah. I need the reps because it's the newest pitch I have, so I have to work on it so it'll be solid every time I throw it.
Mano, just throw it. See what happens. We'll adjust from there. You keep thinking so much, I'm gonna tell Britt. Have her deal with you.
Episode 1 of Hand in Glove was written, produced, and directed by David Hanna. The part of Jake Corliss was played by Ezra J. Wayne. The part of Javi Correa was played by Charlie Pacheco. The part of Britt Begden was played by Una Marie Kuakatamponyan. Script translations and additional dialogue provided by Charlie Pacheco. Sensitivity readings provided by Daniel J. Martinez Jr. and Charlie Pacheco. Sound design by David Hanna. Check the show notes or our transcript for a list of all sound cues used for the episode. For all transcripts, cast and crew info, and a link to our Ko-Fi page, you can visit our website at handinglovecast.wixsite.com/handinglovepodcast or visit the link in our show notes. The music used in the introduction is Sunshower by Louis Zahn. The music used in the credits is Summer on the Minuteman Bikeway by Louis Zahn. We would like to extend a huge thank you to all of our contributors for this show, and specifically want to shout out the following season ticket holders: Brett Clausen, Joanne Murray, Brittany Huber, Rebecca Balfour, Elliot Lynn, Katie Conrad, Eric Smith, Alice Tobin, and Virginia Hubbard. For a full list of all of our contributors, visit our website.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Please try to get some sleep tonight.
I've been trying to sleep all week. Nothing helps.
You could try a sleep sound.
No, thanks. You've had enough nightmares for the both of us.
Let me go! Come on. The medication has nothing to do with that. I haven't had a bad dream in ages.
Ever since your highly problematic affair in Idaho?
God, never stop.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened?
Well, you still haven't told me who you're bringing to graduation.
Oh, your heart is racing.
How can you tell?
You're lying on top of me.
What if I don't want anyone else to know yet?
And it wasn't a bad dream?
I don't know.
Christopher, you know.
Can't you appreciate that I'm trying to help you here?
Thanks for the pills, Lils.
Dreamers, Season 2 by Broken Crown Productions. Tune in weekly wherever you listen to podcasts.